This is Mark Levine welcoming you to another episode of On the Mark. Today we're going to talk about toy guns, Crayola crayons, and pickleball. Toy guns date back to as early as the 1800s. Wooden guns were used to look like the real thing, but had no working parts. A child would point the gun and say, "Bang, bang, you're dead." And that was about it. Rubber band guns became popular in the mid-1800s. Nobody gets hurt, and it's lots of fun. I remember in the 1960s, when I was in middle school, I had a rubber band gun. I think everybody had one. And a few of them were taken away during the class time by the teachers. But again, nobody gets hurt. It's lots of fun. And yeah, I got beat up quite a bit. Let's move on to cap guns. Cap guns first appeared after the Civil War. In the late 1860s, firearms manufacturers decided to make cap guns to stay in business after the war. The new guns were replicas of the real guns used during the Civil War. There was no firing pin, but it had a small plate where a very small gunpowder stamp was placed. And when you pulled the trigger, the hammer would hit the plate and a loud bang would occur, which sounded like a gunshot. Now, during the 1950s and 60s, cap guns and rifles became extremely popular. I know this for certain because I had all of it. I had the cap guns, I had the cap gun rifles, and the caps came in rolls, and you inserted them into a little pin on the gun and closed the door that was over the gun. And it was bang, 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 bang. And we'd have all kinds of Western-type plays in the backyard. But what really made it more possible were the Western movies and TV shows that were taking over the entertainment industry. Western heroes such as Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, Matt Dillon, and many others wore Western-style clothing. Hopalong Cassidy was the most colorful. He had a jeweled gun belt with mother-of-pearl handled Colt 45s. I emulated Cassidy. I had the full costume right down to the mother-of-pearl pistol. I had to go on the backyard and imagine a duel with a villain, and I never missed. Of course, I never got shot either. Squirt guns are probably the most popular toy gun to this day. The first water pistols patented were in the 1880s. The first advertised squirt gun was in 1896. The design of this gun had a squeezable bladder, but only had about 2 shots availability. The first popular mainstream squirt gun came about in 1936. Back in the mid-30s, there was a very popular futuristic show called Buck Rogers. Tin was the popular material used to manufacture squirt guns. As time went on, there was a plethora of new designs and materials used to make squirt guns. In the 1970s, squirt guns became battery-powered. This gave them much stronger streams and power. The most popular squirt gun to this day is the Super Soaker. And this gun and its successors are still flying off the shelves. There are so many guns to discuss in this podcast, and it makes it difficult for me to talk about everything. And I just wanted to give you a snippet of the full story of toy guns. If you want more information, I suggest you Google the history of toy guns to find out more. Let's move on to Crayola crayons. The word crayon is defined as a stick of pigmented wax used for writing or drawing. Wax crayons differ from pastels, where the binder is a mixture of wax and oil. Mixing wax with pigment creates a drawing tool that's been used since Roman times. So how did Crayola become so popular? Crayola crayons were the invention of Edwin Binney and Harold Smith in 1903. Benny had taken over his father's chemical business, and it became Benny and Smith. They started manufacturing red iron oxide pigments used in painting firms. They also used black lampblack, which had many applications, mostly to make tires black. They won awards for their art, including the gold medal at the 1900 Paris Exposition. Diversifying their product line, Benny and Smith developed dustless chalk and slate school pencils. They were successful marketing these new products to educators. They also made a crayon for commercial use, which gave Edwin the idea of making crayons for the school classrooms. With the help of his wife Alice, they developed and won a line of crayons in 1903, calling it Crayola. Cray, that's C-R-I-E, French for chalk, and Ola for oily. The first box of Crayola crayons sold for a nickel, and there were 8 colorful crayons in a box. Unfortunately, there were over 300 other crayon companies, but Benny and Smith purchased the Munsell Color Company in 1926, and this gave them an additional 14 colors. They were manufacturing 22 colors versus just 14. As time went on, the Crayola Company continued to expand their selections, and in 1962, the color of flesh came out. And this was changed to peach, which allowed the color to be available in many other shades. Thus, Crayola now had 24 colors available. 1984, Benny and Smith were acquired by Hallmark. And today, Crayola has 120 colors in their selection. They also have specialized crayons in gel, glitter, and metallic. So Benny and Smith have a 98% name recognition around the world. Finally, we're going to talk about pickleball. Pickleball currently has become a very popular type of tennis. So let's find out how it originated. The beginning of pickleball was back in 1965. Businessman Bill Bell and Washington State Congressman Joel Pritchard had a summer home in Bainbridge, Washington. They had come home from playing golf and found their family sitting around with nothing to do. Well, both friends looked around for the badminton set, and they only found the paddles. There was a tennis net set up on the property. They used a wiffle-type ball and decided to use badminton rules to play the game. The net was 60 inches high and too difficult to get the ball over the net. So they decided to lower the net to 36 inches, and thus the game we now know as pickleball was born. And this became a family fun new game. Neighbors soon learned of the game and came over to the Pritchards to play. In 1967, Pritchard and Bell introduced the game to a neighbor by the name of Barney McCallum. And the three of them formulated the rules of this new game again, based on the rules of badminton. The ping pong paddles did not work. So McCallum made wooden paddles that worked quite well for pickleball. McCallum built a pickleball court at his home in Magnolia, Washington, where his family and friends played during the fall and spring. Pritchard introduced pickleball to the Seattle University. The students and the staff went crazy for the game, and pickleball spread like wildfire in the West, and finally, in all 50 states, people were playing pickleball. In 1999, the first pickleball website was created, offering players information, equipment, and product information. The game of pickleball was introduced to the Senior Olympics in Arizona in 2001. At the time, pickleball was played in 39 states. Now it was recognized throughout the USA. And by the way, the name pickleball came from the name of Joel Pritchard's dog named Pickle, or, as some have said, it came from Joan Pritchard's love of crew. referencing to the thrown together left out starters in the pickle boat of crew races. And this controversy still exists. I played pickleball at a local YMCA. It's a lot of fun, and tournaments are found all over the country. I want to thank everyone for listening to On the Mark. I will continue to try to give you the best information on toys and games. So this is Mark Levine. Say thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can reach me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. And if you live in the Greenville, South Carolina area, please stop by at Not Just Gaming. They have a huge inventory of games, some toys, and they also have game rooms you can play games in. And to reach them, you can call them at 864-775-9459. And if you want to go visit them, they're at 211 Trade Street in Greer. They open at noon. And their website, if you'd like to get a hold of them there, is www.notjustgaming.com. Again, this is Mark Levine saying thank you for listening to On the Mark. In the meantime, take care of yourself and each other.